What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come?
Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
What about indulgences today? Hello, I'm George Samietz, a pastor serving the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England in East Anglia, and you're listening to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions on Lutheran Radio UK. For more details regarding anything to do with our congregations or our radio station, please go to lutheran.co.uk. Today's question arises from the recent announcement by the Vatican that those attending the forthcoming Catholic World Youth Day in Brazil, which is a week-long event, may receive an indulgence, and I think this is what media thinks is media worthy in the world, those unable to attend the event in person, but who are following it diligently in the cyber world through Facebook, Twitter, and other social media, may also receive an indulgence as well. It seems that the combination of something ancient, and thought by many a thing of the past, and something contemporary, the social media, is worth noting by the world. Hence, non-Roman Catholics, and in my case, Lutherans, are commenting along the lines of, surely indulgences aren't still around. To which the answer simply is, yes they are. Today I suspect that if non-Roman Catholics and Roman Catholics who aren't all that up to date think about indulgences, they will go to the 16th century and the Reformation. It seems that almost everyone makes a link between Martin Luther, 95 Theses, sales of indulgences, maybe even Johann Tetzel and his slogan, as soon as the gold in the casket rings, the rescued soul to heaven springs, or something similar, payment for getting out of jail, so to speak, or purgatory or hell, and that this abuse was a catalyst for the Reformation and the Lutheran Church in particular. This is the popular culture, the common memory version, and there are many nuances to it. Suffice it to say that Lutherans simply opposed the sale of indulgences. Then, indulgences themselves, regarding them as unnecessary aids or interventions between the sinner and Jesus, and the forgiveness Jesus gives to us, and the strength Jesus gives to help us then live forgiven, absolved lives. So people do a double take today when they hear about indulgences. Now, I don't want to be an apologete for indulgences, but today the Roman Catholic Church would want to make clear that they recognise the abuses of the past, and with appropriate reforms, such as there is no longer talk about days taken off like a prison sentence, and there is not an ability to buy protection for future sins, and indulgences are not about the eternal penalty for sin, but about the temporal penalty for sin. The Roman Catholic Church's catechism wants to make it clear that only Christ saves people from hell and eternal punishment. Jesus, through the Church, also helps penitents with their temporal punishments in this world and in purgatory, for the Church has authority under Christ to dispense from the treasury of Christ satisfactions relating to our temporal punishments. This is still Roman Catholic teaching today, and Lutherans, if they had to understand it in their terms, would see it as the Roman Catholic way of helping Roman Catholics live the sanctified life. Because indulgences are part of the Roman Catholic Church's infallible teaching, they are always going to be part of the Roman Catholic Church, and so Lutherans need to be aware of this fact. And so in the 1990s, when the Roman Catholic Church and the Lutherans around the world talked on justification together, issues such as indulgences, purgatory, the idea of merit and reward, Mariology, the role of the living and the dead in the Church, were all up for discussion, or comment, or just acknowledgement in the document that was produced and eventually signed in 1999, the Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification. Let me make a quick aside at this point. When I say Lutherans, I mean the majority of Lutheran churches around the world that are mostly members of the Lutheran World Federation. Church dialogue these days is quite complex. Who represents whom? With whom does one talk? If a statement or document is produced, what authority does it have? And so on. For the Roman Catholics, with their hierarchical organizational structure, this is simpler to do than for the Lutherans, who are usually national church groups, fiercely guarding their independence and entering into alignments or coalitions or relationships as they see best. And thus it is much more complicated. So not all Lutherans signed the JDDJ. Back to indulgences. What is the Lutheran response? I would say that the basic answer hasn't changed. Lutherans look at them as an unnecessary step or action or even comfort for a disciple of Jesus in their following of Jesus each day. For Lutherans, indulgences seem like the proverbial temporal carrot when threatened with the temporal stick. And so, that environment, that way of thinking makes Lutherans uneasy as we contemplate such things as grace, forgiveness, discipleship, justification, and sanctification. Lutheran radar gets twitchy, I'd say, because indulgences still seem too close to a type of works righteousness. Nevertheless, can I also say to Lutherans that we should consider what indulgences are seeking to do within the Roman Catholic worldview. Despite whatever may happen on the ground and people's personal piety, if you read the documentation, I think you'll get a sense of a church wanting her members to be genuine in discipleship, repentance, and faith, and not to play mind games. And that concern is something Lutherans also have. We know folk who do play Paul off against James. Faith alone, we cry, knowing, or do we, that faith is never alone. We say, we're saved, not by our good works, and rightly so. But as soon as we're saved, then what do we, or should we, seek to do? And if you didn't say good works in your head, I'm disappointed. So what do I do with my disappointment? Well, if I'm Roman Catholic, then I have a recourse to seek or teach indulgences. As a Lutheran, I point you back to the cross of Jesus. I take you, or go myself, to baptism. I hear the gospel, or I proclaim the gospel, that Jesus has died for us, our sins are forgiven, and then empowered by the gospel, we battle them and live in the forgiveness proclaimed. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Rome, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." A sole focus on the gospel, on the cross of Jesus, means that I don't even see an indulgence or the need for them. If you'd like some straight answers, send your awkward questions to me, George Samyets, at Lutheran Radio UK. That is at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.